Good morning. This morning is a time of very mixed emotions. It's appreciation for a long life, well lived. This was a good woman. She went through some hard times. She lived through the Depression. She worked with her husband hour after hour, both inside the family store and outside, to raise her kids. She worked hard most of her life. Wasn't an easy life, but it was a good life. She had a husband that she really loved and that she got to share most of her life with. She had kids that she really loved and grandchildren as well. Her life was fulfilled. Not easy, but fulfilled. And that's something not everybody gets to say. And her death was well prepared, and a safe, comfortable passage home. When Joe and Diane asked me to come over and see her when they brought her home from the hospital, she was no longer able to talk, but it was clear that she was with us. After I prayed with her, read her the gospel, gave her the sacrament, she'd been a little agitated up to that point. She got very calm. She knew that she was going home, and she was okay with that. That's a tribute to her faith and a witness to ours. All of that doesn't make it any easier. To lose someone that you love hurts. And it should. The fact that she had a long life and a good life, the fact that she was well prepared and went home in peace, doesn't make it hurt really a bit less. But it helps us, as the hurt subsides, to step back and look at her life and at her death. In the context of her faith, she believed what we have just read, that God on the mountain will destroy death forever, that the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead will raise us from the dead, that that same Spirit dwells already in our hearts and calls out to God, Abba, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And that just as he stood before the tomb of Lazarus and called for him to come out, he will stand before our tombs and call us to come out. This was the faith that sustained her all these many years. This is the faith that gave her comfort in her passage home. This is the faith that she passes on to us. That's one of the things we need to learn from her. There are many others. Her kindness, her gentleness, her compassion, her joie de vivre, her playfulness, her love of family and friends, her simple enjoyment of human companionship, gathering family and friends together, just to be together and to chat, and to tell stories. Old stories and young stories, stories all in between. All of that we need to learn from her. But perhaps most, learn her faith. It sustained her through her life. It sustained her in her death. It sustains her now. Jesus said to the disciples, as I read for her that afternoon, you have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there were many mansions. And if there were not, I would have told you. I go only to prepare a place for you. When I have prepared a place, I will come and take you back, that you may be with me where I am. The anime, come out, will be a mighty work of God for those standing around watching. But for her, it will be a simple summons from a friend. We have a get-together coming. Come on over. She goes. She is with the Lord. She will be raised up and will be with the Lord in the body that we place in the earth. She believed it. It sustained her. If we learn from her to believe it as well, it will sustain us. God has poured out on her and will pour out on us God's own love, God's own strength, God's own spirit, God's own life. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.